It's Friday, January 11th. This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of this morning's South Carolina headlines. Well, numerous crews are still on the scene of an early morning fire in North Charleston. An apartment building on O'Hare Avenue caught fire just a few hours ago. Officials have confirmed there were no reported injuries, but 20 people were displaced after the building's roof caved in. No word yet on what may have started this morning's fire. A much-debated interstate extension in Charleston County is closer to being built. Those in favor say it will alleviate traffic. Those opposed argue it will bring more development to the islands. More now from South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen.
In a vote of 5-2, the State Infrastructure Bank Board has approved the county's latest plan to fund the extension of I-526 across James and Johns Islands. The total cost of the project, $725 million, with the board funding roughly half. The county and the city of Charleston will have to come up with the rest. The decision comes after Governor Henry McMaster's inauguration. He pushed for the extension during his campaign. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers say they will try again this year to expand the use of alternative energy in the state. A new bill would allow consumers to get more credit for their use of solar power. State Senator Tom Davis of Buford says another part of the proposed bill would allow consumers to choose who they buy their power from, regardless of where they live.
This bill is primarily about learning the lessons of Fairfield County and V.C. Summer and recognizing that they are reflective of how our energy production system in South Carolina is broken.
That's Buford Senator Tom Davis. A bill expanding the use of solar energy died in the final days of last year's legislative session. Also, a panel of state legislators has advanced a resolution urging Congress to open more research on medical uses for marijuana. The measure approved yesterday now goes to the full Senate Medical Affairs Committee for consideration. Authorities say a couple found dead in a state park were both shot in the head. Bamberg County Coroner Billy Duncan says 35-year-old Janice Natos and 38-year-old Jamel Carter were both killed by someone else. Duncan told the Times and Democrat of Orangeburg that it appears the couple was killed on December 12th, the same day they were last seen at their Bamberg home. An investigation is underway. The Anderson County Coroner's Office has determined that an inmate at the county detention center died of natural causes. Medical officials were called to the detention center on Wednesday after 54-year-old Joel Lyon was found unresponsive. The coroner's office said Lyon's death has been considered a natural death due to heart disease and the fact that there were no signs of foul play or drug use. A popular Berkeley County tourist spot will reopen this spring after record rain and flooding washed out the park 3 years ago. More now from South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen.
The scenery of Cypress Gardens has been featured in movies like The Notebook and The Patriot. But the 2015 historic floods damaged much of the property, which includes a 170-acre swamp garden. Since then, officials say funding and more bad weather, like recent hurricanes, have caused delays. The reopening date is now set for April 13th.
Also this morning, a coalition of civil rights groups in Atlanta is using this year's Super Bowl to help kick off a renewed war on the Confederacy in a fight to remove Confederate monuments around the nation. Georgia's NAACP chapter said the coalition intends to bring its message to fans from around the world who will pour into Atlanta for Super Bowl 53 on February 3rd. Also, it'll be a morning of celebrations in Clemson tomorrow. A parade begins at 9 o'clock at College Avenue and Keith Street and leads to a celebration at Memorial Stadium, all to honor the college football national champions. The Tigers won their second championship in 3 years after beating Alabama Monday night. The event is scheduled to finish before noon when the basketball team plays Virginia. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for the morning of Friday, January 11th. Have a great weekend. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.